In Iraq, our dedicated pilots and crews continue to carry out the targeted strikes that I authorized to protect Americans there and to address the humanitarian situation on the ground. As Commander-in-Chief, I will always do what is necessary to protect the American people and defend against evolving threats to our homeland. I am confident that as Commander-in-Chief, I have the authorities to engage in the acts that we are conducting currently. As our strategy develops, we will continue to consult with Congress, and I do think that it'll be important for Congress to weigh in. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet. Rooting out a cancer like ISIL will not be quick or easy, but I'm confident that we can and we will, working closely with our allies and our partners. Now, ISIL poses an immediate threat to the people of Iraq and to people throughout the region. And that's why our military action in Iraq has to be part of a broader, comprehensive strategy to protect our people and to support our partners who are taking the fight to ISIL. Our military is the best in the world. We can rout ISIS on the ground and keep a lid on things temporarily, but then as soon as we leave, the same problems come back again. So we've got to make sure that Iraqis understand, in the end, they're going to be responsible for their own security. And part of that is going to be the capacity for them to make compromises. Any successful strategy, though, also needs strong regional partners. I'm encouraged so far that countries in the region, countries that don't always agree on many things, increasingly recognize the primacy of the threat that ISIL poses to all of them.